The laws around water, noise and air pollution here are not being properly enforced by our local authorities. That's according to the Environmental Protection Agency. In a report for 2023 out today, the EPA shows poor inspection rates and follow-up actions by the authorities. We're joined by Patrick Byrne, Programme Manager of its Office for Environmental Enforcement. Patrick Byrne, you're very welcome. So what is continuing, first of all, to happen in our waters that is not being stopped?
Okay, so the report today actually looked at 20 areas of environmental enforcement undertaken by local authorities across the country, and that targeted areas of waste, water, air and noise. So as you ask, in terms of water, it covers areas such as agriculture inspections, domestic wastewater treatment plants, discharge licences to water. And the local authorities have a really important role in the enforcement of those aspects. And what we're identifying here is that while some local authorities are doing well, there's much more that could be done, and it's prioritising those resources to follow up on enforcement actions in the local authorities.
So what is the level of inspections of farms and wastewater plants?
Okay, so I suppose the local authorities are focused on the farming activities and also then domestic wastewater and those areas. The wastewater treatment plants are more focused for the EPA to follow up. So in terms of the agricultural inspections, they had previously been doing up to 4,000 inspections per year. That has decreased to approximately 1,000 inspections per year in 2003. And what we're looking for is an increase back up to about 4,000, 4,500 in 2025. So it's a fairly significant increase, but it is necessary to ensure that all farmers are in compliance with the regulations that are in place, and in as a result impacting on water quality and delivering better water.
So is the knock-on effect clear to you? If the fall in inspections has fallen to that level, then the knock-on effect on what's going into our waters is very clear.
Yeah, so I suppose enforcement of environmental law is fundamental to the protection of the environment, and to identify the polluters and the non-compliant operators is necessary, and that is the purpose of the enforcement, and I suppose to hold those to account, and that's where we're asking for both identifying them and then, as necessary, taking enforcement actions to correct the situation.
What's happening in relation to air pollution, or what's not happening there?
Yeah, so again, the local authority's responsibility is largely to regulate the fuels, solid fuels that are available for sale. And in that area, it's actually targeting the retailers, the distributors, to ensure that they are selling approved fuels. So they are the non-smoky coals, dry wood, so that as a customer that you actually are buying a good quality solid fuel, mm-hmm. as opposed to a fuel that will emit greater levels of emissions to the environment. And I suppose for solid fuels and air, it has a direct impact on our health, on the public's health.
Are there parts of the country which are worse for not doing this, as it were, than others?
Yeah, so I suppose it isn't actually urban or rural. It's quite a mix. And what we're finding from the report is that it's a mix of local authorities that are actually performing well. So really, I suppose it's important to call out some of those that are actually doing really well, such as Kildare, Meath, Dublin City, Monaghan, Carlow, Cork, Donegal and Wicklow. So they are doing well, and they're showing the example of what can be done when the resources are put in place. And our report does also highlight some examples of what they are doing, what can be done on the ground, and what can make a difference for the environment and air quality. And I suppose likewise then we're identifying some that are underperforming, I suppose, and could do much better.
Okay, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us this morning. Patrick Byrne, Programme Manager for the Environmental Protection Agency.